Okay, and this is John, and I am with
Ryan.
All right, and we're going to talk a little bit today about 3D televisions and 3D movies in general.
Yes.
I put up a post about this a little bit earlier, but I have my own opinions, and I wanted to get someone else's opinion on this topic. So, Ryan, have you ever seen a 3D movie?
Yeah, well, of course, Avatar.
Right. I saw that.
Big example.
Yeah.
And back when 3D was first coming out in the theme parks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the gimmicky stuff.
Yeah, that was the red and blue glasses thing.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. All the colors got messed up, but
now it's a bit better with the polarization. Mm-hmm. They've started mixing in circular polarization, so you don't have to sit completely still during the movie.
Right.
But, I mean, there's also DLP technology.
And what's that?
That uses glasses which sync up to the TV.
The TV ones.
It alternates shutters, so it only shows one eye at a time.
Right.
That'd be cool. I actually, I went to the DLP factory where they were showcasing that on a TV.
Oh, cool.
About this 32-inch size.
Okay.
It was awesome.
All right, did you get to wear the glasses and everything?
Yeah.
They weren't too clunky or anything?
They're big, but, I mean, no bigger than the polarized glasses
you get
at the theaters.
All right, well, that's good. All right, so, so you've obviously seen some stuff in 3D. Now, for the 3D TVs, what do you think about them? Are they a gimmick? You think they're the real deal?
For now, it's a gimmick. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they tried showing an episode of Chuck in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, that was another one with they used the different colors. The
orange
purple. It was some different color scheme, but it was still
it hurts.
Yeah.
It was
not the most easy on the eyes thing to watch.
I mean, for documentaries, it may be, but again, it'll have to be like the DLP technology with the alternating shutters, with alternating images. And of course that'll require special camera crews and camera equipment to film.
Right.
It's probably like the IMAX cameras where you have two of them and you get a stereoscopic image.
Yeah.
But that's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Planet Earth probably could have pulled it off. Maybe.
Would have been cool, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So for right now, you still think it's a little bit of a gimmick. I mean, like, what would it take for you to purchase a 3D TV?
Cost?
It needs to go down?
Yeah, they just introduced it. I think it's super... I mean, it's probably super expensive.
It
hasn't even come out in the U.S. yet. It's all Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Japanese always get the fun stuff first.
Yes, they do. But, in terms of support, like, you know, right now there's a Blu-ray 3D that they have.
Yeah.
But I don't really know of much else, really, that's going to be broadcast in 3D, probably because it costs so much to record in 3D.
Yeah, it does.
But, I mean, like, what point would it have to reach for you to seriously consider, assuming the price was getting lower, what point would it have to reach for you to consider it a worthy investment?
So I'll actually point towards the whole change to digital signals.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have to be like that. There has to be a significant amount of programming
with
the 3D capability.
Right. And so you'd say like about the same as are in eight as about the same amount of programming as is in HD right now.
Yeah, definitely.
On like a digital cable. All right, I think that makes sense when I said that.
I think so.
All right, we'll roll with it.
I'm
all right. Okay, so that's about it.
Sports
Thanks.
Would be fun in.
Yeah, sports would be sports 3D. Would be a lot of fun in 3D. I think that's the next.
Yeah.
That's really where it's got to be. That's how HD got. Going too. You gotta get sports.
I mean, the networks will probably have it first because they always have big money.
Right.
But watching the news in 3D is not exactly the most exciting thing.
Yeah. On the plus side, it could mean a lot more journalism jobs. They'll need double the cameramen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not exactly what you signed up to be a journalist in the
first place. No. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's about it. Thanks for talking to me.
Cool. Thanks for having me.